all farewell. Have a great day. Have a great week. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. The Sound of Pictures is up next. Stick around for that. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
This is KXRY Portland, streaming everywhere and on demand at xray.fm and in the radio neighborhood of 107.1 and 91.1 FM. If you're out on the coast, you can catch us there in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Welcome to another version of The Sound of Pictures. I'm Shilly. I'll be your driver today and every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. Hope you can make one of those. If not, there's always the archive online at xray.fm. Go ahead and click on shows at the top of the page. Then you can wiggle your way into any of our thoughtful and friendly shows. You understand? Well, today I've got some kind of sonic ecosystem going on. Starting off with music from the movie Mainstream, with Devante Hines taking care of the music. The movie was made by Gia Coppola, granddaughter of Francis Ford Coppola. Yeah, that's right. Here's a story about a young woman thinking she's found the path to internet stardom when she starts making YouTube videos with a charismatic stranger, until the dark side of viral celebrity threatens to ruin both of them. Here's some nice passages of programmatic musical storytelling. Thank you. right here is music from the movie Lissy's Story with music by Clark. Starting off with that delicate piano solo and then kind of going backwards and forwards into some kind of trepidation and shock. Score for the Stephen King adapted series captures all of the horror and romance of Lissy's Story, utilizing orchestral, acoustic, and electronic elements for a suitably unsettling experience. Clark also approached the soundtrack as he would with any of his other solo albums, which is some kind of musical journey to be experienced from start to finish, sometimes known as a concept album. And now we started the show off with Devante Hines doing music for a new Gia Coppola movie called Mainstream, starring Maya Hawke, daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. Andrew Garfield is in this. Johnny Knoxville and Jason Schwartzman. All right, let's change the pace, take a little break. Go ahead and blink your eyes.
X-Ray FM is supported by PDX Jazz, a nonprofit organization presenting jazz performances and associated education programming in the Pacific Northwest, with a mission to evolve the art of jazz by engaging community, celebrating live performance, and enhancing arts education. More information and event schedule at www.pdxjazz.org.
Take the old man to the river's mercy, wearing his father's coat and woven pedigree. Take his old friends from the gentry to the river. The river is thirsty. Take his old girl to the river's mercy, wearing a heavy thread heirloom tapestry. Take his old girl with him, his family tree, to the river. The river is thirsty. Take his old
Take it.
Why, this is from an animated film which follows an eccentric family in the middle of the robot apocalypse.
Come on now.
Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Also working on similar other titles like The Lego Movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and of course a lot more. But in that orbit. Well, here's something from a movie called The Mitchells vs. the Machines.
Excuse me. Been holding that in. Anyway,
the movie features the voices of Abby Jacobson, Danny McBride, Maya Rudolph, Beck Bennett, Fred Armisen, Eric Andre,
cracks me up,
and the great Olivia Colman. That's the voices of, not the actual actors. Could be a little confusing, maybe a little deceiving. Mothersbaugh also has a musical history working on many of the Wes Anderson films. And before that, from an album called I Will Build You a House, which is a very nice solo piano ballad piece. This album is a collection of 12 short pieces by Andreas Eilebeck, a contemporary Norwegian composer-pianist. The album's about building a good place for listeners to exist. And that's what he's doing. He's building us a little musical architectural house. A retreat, if you will.
We're studying.
Also kind of works as furniture music, kind of ambient. But also for people that are in the mood for sleeping, reading, studying, and relaxation. Maybe a little too contemplative for the elevator or the dentist office. And then starting the set off with, music from Jessica Hoop off of her album called Stone Child from 2019. We heard Red, White, and Black. Ever since I saw her live some years ago, I always look forward to see what she's going to put out next with her very cinematic songs. In the early days of her music, Jessica worked as a nanny for Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan. I bet she learned a thing or two about a thing or two. All right, I'll catch you on the other side of this message.
Oregon Arts Watch publishes independent, professional arts journalism and criticism. Their stories reach more than 1 million viewers in a year, boosting visibility and driving audiences for hundreds of arts organizations, which supports the entire cultural ecology. Oregon Arts Watch is proud to join other local nonprofits and media organizations in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org under the Creative Expression category.
Well, next up is music from the movie Luca, with music by Dan Romer. And he was brought into this animated Pixar film due to his playful work on prior films like Beasts of the Southern Wild. His music also evokes the feeling of friendship, creating a modern take on Italian music. He crafted this dreamy summertime score, a story about two teenage sea monsters who experience a life-changing summer, set on the Italian Riviera, the late 1950s and 60s. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right here is a re-release of music discovered from the original but very limited release of The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. Not Caruso, but Crusoe. The original television series from 1965, with music by Robert Mellon and Gian Piero Riverberi. We got to listen to Wild Goats and Danger, and that's a French-German drama series. Before that, John Powell taking care of the music to the movie Paycheck, which came out in 2003, a re-release deluxe edition, which always appears to get a facelift and expanded music tracks. By 2003, John Powell had already scored The Bourne Identity and kind of had his finger on the pulse of the modern action thriller score. Paycheck is a sci-fi techno thriller based on the 1953 short story by Philip K. Dick, who was also credited for writing the novels Blade Runner and Total Recall. The film stars Ben Affleck as a programming engineer, undergoes a voluntary memory wipe to protect his client's secrets. And then it goes on and on and on, and he's got to worry about collecting a paycheck. We heard a couple of pieces, Mirror Message Imposter and 20 Items. I'm going to go ahead and put that on my list of movies to see when I'm in the mood for a little action adventure, which happens. And then starting this set off with the wonderful music of Dan Romer from the Disney animated Pixar film Luca. Literary Arts is a Portland-based nonprofit with over 40 years of providing programs for readers and writers of all ages. Their new community space with a cafe and bookstore is located at 716 Southeast Grand Avenue. Learn more at literary-arts.org. Next up is music from the album Ecophony Gaia from 1990, with music by Jeno Yamashiro Gumi. And this could be considered earth music, with music from the Jeno Yamashiro Gumi crew, composed for the International Garden and Greenery Exposition in Osaka, Japan in 1990. This group was really unlike any other group that was out there. It was a collective of mostly people who come from the everyday world, people like teachers, lawyers, doctors, led by the visionary leadership of composer Tsutomu Ohashi. A lot of percussion was used as a powerful tool to pluck out the sense and beauty in this chaotic space we call humanity. An important part of the group was to expose traditional Japanese listeners to music from other parts of the world. Gamelan, Aboriginal, African music, and even the inclusion of field recordings were allowed to penetrate the shell of their sound, as you'll hear in the upcoming 10 minutes or so. Thank you. All right, if you just dropped in, listening to music from the album Ecophony Gaia, with music by the wonderful Japanese collective Jino Yamashiragumi, which has been showing up quite frequently in the bins these days. This group also took care of the soundtrack music to the dystopian cyberpunk animated film Akira, maybe a year before this album. All right, for the remaining 7 minutes, I've got a couple of soundtracks and a song. Starting off with music from Lupin Part 2, another Netflix original series with French composer Matthew Lamboli. Then end the show with how we began, with music by Devante Hines for the movie Mainstream. We'll hear a track called Upload. Hope you enjoyed the show today. What do you say we meet back here in about 7 days for more Sound of Pictures? Right here is music from Japan's Yoshiko Sei from her 1976 album Mikau, re-released early next year on the We Won Sounds label. Let's follow her dreamy vocals with a tune called Haru.
Hello, Portland. I'm David Schilling, host of Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM.